Welcome to Innovation Hub. I'm Kara Miller. Today is the day you're going to get really excited about paying your taxes. Ready for this miracle to occur? We've seen taxes reinvented technologically, of course, with TurboTax, with electronic filing, but it's time to reinvent how we feel about taxes. Michael Norton is a professor at Harvard Business School, and he studies how you encourage people to pay their taxes. Michael, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So you have a great first line in this study that you did on tax compliance, and I read a lot of academic studies, and usually the sentences are very long, and they're filled with jargon you can't understand, but the first line of the study is, most citizens dislike paying taxes, which I'm guessing pretty much sums up the problem you were trying to solve.
Yeah, that's right. I think most academic papers, you have to cite a bunch of things to say that something's true.
That's true.
But I'm pretty sure that one just feels deeply
true. That was your go-to assumption.
That's right. Most people don't like poison. It's similar kind of thing as
exactly.
taxes.
Exactly. Why do people have such a visceral negative reaction to taxes?
I mean, some of it is just it's people taking your money away, and we don't like that. But what we really focus on was this idea that they're taking your money away and you don't know what it's being used for. And there's something about this feeling of, I had this money and now it's gone, and I don't know if I'm getting anything in return. It makes me upset. I want to do something about it. And mainly what we do is complain.
Okay, so you looked at, is there anything to do about it? Is there any way to maybe increase people's happiness paying their taxes, increase people actually paying their taxes, because obviously people go to great lengths and spend a lot of money to try to not pay the taxes that they owe.
Yeah, we thought it's going to be hard to get people to just, you know, pay their taxes by saying things like it's an important thing to do or it's a good citizenship, because those things don't unfortunately tend to work that well when you look at the research. But we thought maybe if we made it interesting and even possibly fun to pay your taxes, maybe then people wouldn't hate it so much. And really, very simple idea. We just wanted to give people some say in where their taxes are going. Because right now, it just goes into some nebulous pool somewhere in Washington and who knows where. And we thought maybe if we let people feel like they had a voice in where their taxes went, that they could choose a little bit where they were going to go, maybe then they wouldn't hate it so much.
Does that increase tax compliance a lot when you are able to say, oh, well, you know, the roads in my part of town are not that good. I really would like some of this money to go towards repaving them.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, people, if you think about what you want your taxes to go to, you can think about some people really like to support the military and other people don't. If you were allowed to decide at least where some of your tax money went, it would really change your feeling about whether that was good. Or the other one is the National Endowment for the Arts. Some people love the National Endowment for the Arts, other people hate it. If you don't like it and you feel your money's going there, why would you like paying your taxes? If you could support something that you care about, of course you might like paying your taxes more.
Now, I can imagine alarm bells going off in people's heads thinking, but what happens when a war is popular and then it stops being popular? So it's funded and then people are like, you know, I don't really like this war anymore. And then they stop funding the military. Or you can imagine anything. I mean, are we really doing this by vote? Because nobody votes for, you know, like sewage treatment plants. I mean, that I know.
Yeah, I think potholes are not very sexy either.
Not so. Generally, but maybe right. They could come up with some sort of sexier marketing campaign for them. But yeah, what do you do about the fact that some things are inherently more visible and more exciting to people?
Yeah, so that is a real problem. And of course, we thought we don't want to ruin everything and have basic services collapse because nobody's excited about them. But it turns out if we look in our data, some people, we say, you can give all your money wherever you want. So imagine your whole tax bill, you could decide anywhere it went. But other people, we say, you get only 10% to decide. The other 90% still goes into the general fund and does sewage and roads and all the other unexciting stuff. But you still get to decide 10% of your money. It turns out people aren't that sensitive to whether it's all of it or just some of it. We're just excited that anybody is letting us say anything about where our taxes go. So it looks like there's kind of a sweet spot where you can still do the basic stuff, but I can still feel as a citizen that at least 10% of the money that I'm giving, I can kind of target toward the things that I might care more about.
That sounds to me like people love the feeling of control. And like you can't really quantify control that much, but if you have some of it, it makes you happier.
We know this with little kids. I mean, if you think about little kids giving them control, they don't have any control over anything. They go where you want and all this stuff. But if you make them feel like they can choose carrots or broccoli, they're so happy. You know, they feel like a grown-up. It's a little bit the same with us, right? We feel like we're being asked. We feel like someone cares about our opinion. And by letting people express their opinion, they actually will pay their taxes more.
Does this say to you that the government should have a different approach about getting people to pay their taxes?
We think definitely. So, and you can think about taxes is the worst thing that we do. But imagine even parking tickets or other fines or fees that we have to pay. All of those things could be structured in this way. So a parking ticket, you pay it and you hate it. But what if 10% of the money you could decide where it went in your hometown or in your city? It really changes the way you think about these things. You still don't like, I mean, no one's ever going to love paying taxes or paying parking tickets, but it really changes the way you think and feel about these things because it's less you're stealing from me for nothing and more we're citizens and I'm giving you money, but I have a say in what you're going to do with it.
And you think that would bring in a lot more money to the government in terms of people, you know, not underestimating necessarily what their taxes should be or like reporting the, you know, the home office in the way right. they should or whatever.
A 70,000 square foot home office.
Yeah, kind of. You know.
Yeah. So it does turn out that if we ask people, we give them some ethically ambiguous situations. So we say you have to pay your taxes. Other people we say you can decide where they're going to go. And then we say, by the way, there's this interesting loophole that you may or may not qualify for. It's a little bit unclear. It's like the office-based deduction.
Right.
Are you going to take it or not? And what we find is that with the regular tax system, most people say, yeah, I'm just going to take that questionable deduction. But when you get to express your opinion, many fewer people take that deduction. It sort of changes the equation, and they err a little bit more on the side of, maybe I shouldn't take deductions that I'm not totally sure I qualify for, and I should actually just pay up.
Can you imagine the government being creative enough? I don't know, maybe somebody has gotten in contact with you, but can you imagine them actually restructuring taxes in a way that it sounds like it would benefit them, but that would be kind of outside the box?
We don't know. So we've been talking to a bunch of city governments to start to see if we can get someone to do this with us. There is a tax trial in an anonymous country in South America. Where the government is trying this, actually.
Okay.
So they're letting citizens, they don't let them actually vote on where their taxes go, but they do ask them, where would you like them to go?
Okay.
We don't have the results yet to see what's happening in that study. But I do think there are very simple, I mean, if you think about your taxes, you're already on a form, you're already online. All this is a very simple addition to some interface where you get to choose a couple things. And the idea is that little tiny change is a huge psychological change and it might lead people to comply.
Are there other small changes that, you know, if somebody from the IRS was here and they said, listen, Michael Norton, we're totally open to rethinking how we present taxes to people. Are there other small changes that you think we could make that would increase people actually paying their taxes, maybe not have them resent it so much, feel better about it? What would you say?
Yeah, and another, if I worked the IRS, my social life would be over. But let's say that they did let me work there. I think we have another line of research where we literally just show people that government does anything. I mean, if you look at survey data, Americans say, government does absolutely nothing for me. And then you say things like, how did you get to work? And they say, well, I drove on a road. And you say, who built the road? And they say, oh, I guess government built the road. So we're really blind to the things that government does for us. In fact, there's a book called The Submerged State. And the idea is that almost everything government does is hidden to us until it goes wrong. And we've done research to show that one of the things we can do is just show people that government does things. Literally just say, did you know that government fixes potholes? And that alone changes people's attitudes towards paying their taxes.
Wait, so, you're saying we put this on their tax forms?
Yes, exactly. So imagine a picture
that just shows. 1099 with, did you know that your pothole got
fixed?
It
would
fixed?
Be perfect, actually, because our attitudes towards government in the United States are, making it up, let's say it's a 100-point scale, they're at like negative a million. I mean, people hate government so much here, and it's because we don't feel that government does anything for us. And we can just show, if we just say little tiny things about, did you know that government does this? Did you know that government does that? It really changes the equation. Because again, now it's more about a relationship where I'm giving you something, but I'm getting something back. That's just so different psychologically than the way it is now, which is I'm being stolen from.
Well, to that point of we think very little of the government, I have to touch on this other study that you did that showed that when people know their money is going to taxes, they are much less productive.
It's very sad.
So what happens
yeah,
here?
Yeah, so we did a lab experiment where it's a task where we have people working on a boring thing. and they work away, and then we stop them and we say, hey, surprise, in the next part of this, we're cutting your wages in half. So they're not happy, but we see how much they work. And it turns out they work a little bit less. But other people, we say, hey, we're cutting your wages in half, and the reason for that is because it's a tax that we're collecting. So notice the two groups are working for the same amount of money, and they both had the same 50% wage decrease, but some of them think it's for taxes, and those people stop working entirely. It makes them so mad that their money is going to the taxes stuff instead of somewhere else that it really demotivates them to work.
So they don't mind if their employer just keeps the money and enriches him or herself.
They don't like it, but it's okay.
But it's okay. But if it goes to the government, that is unacceptable.
I'm out. I quit.
Michael, one final question for you. When you, pay your taxes this tax season. If you pay your taxes, you do realize this is going out of the studio
when
the IRS may hear.
When
you pay your taxes this tax season, what is going to be the thing that you sort of have in mind from your research that you're going to think, oh boy, here's the one thing that I wish people could understand about taxes?
I'll tell you the model that I use to describe this whole research is you can drive, let's say you're doing a cross-country trip, and you drive thousands of miles on beautiful, perfectly paved highways, thousands of miles. And then right near the very end, you get off at an exit and you hit a pothole. And you're like, typical. This is what I'm talking about. Right. Government with the potholes again. And you completely forget the thousands of miles of highway that were there for you. And the model we use is like a parent model where when you're a little kid, your parents are always supposed to pick you up on time. And if one time they were 10 minutes late, you're in therapy 30 years later saying your parents abandoned you. We're trying to get people to think of government more like that. Like, wow, a lot of the time, not all the time, but a lot of the time government does a pretty good job. Let's focus a little bit more on the good stuff and a little bit less on the one pothole and see if that'll make people a little happier with paying their taxes.
Can you imagine if they had narratives like that on your tax forms? I mean, how much more engaged people could be with taxes?
That'd be fun.
Michael Norton is a professor at Harvard Business School. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.